Heating and Air. Can I help you?
Yeah, is Alan around by chance?
Who's calling?
My name's Kyle. I'm calling over here with Cardiff.
Hold on.
They tried. No, I called her. I was like, we already did everything. Just wait for our office to open. So just do the same thing. I would. Wait to see what he responds to this. And then if he's still being negative, I would just call him and speak to him. It'll calm him down. Hoping he's being sad. Tell him to shut up.
Hello?
Hey there, is this Alan?
Yes.
Hey Alan, it's Kyle over here with Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
Where are you with?
The Bank of Cardiff. It's a little weird to say with the phone.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. The reason I call here, looks like you guys had taken out some working capital around October of last year. Just wanna touch base here and see how everything's going over there for you guys.
Yeah, we actually redid that in March, and it'll be paid off in January. So if you want to call me back like end of December, January, that'd be good.
Okay. Would you guys end up using the capital for just like inventory around there, cash flow, or did you bring out and do some renovations?
The company was growing, and we were just expanding more vehicles, whatnot.
Oh, right on. Okay. Well, I did just want to let you know, I had you here. We, over here, we did have you pre-approved based off that working capital loan for some equipment as well as working capital. So if you ever, have a need for that kind of thing, we can help you out with that. And you guys, who'd you guys end up taking out the working capital from originally? Do you remember?
My accountant handles it, so I gotta look and see. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, no worries.
But
No worries, I understand. Technology these days has its ups and downs, right?
Hell yeah.
Did you guys end up, when you redid that here earlier this year, did you go through the same people?
No.
Okay.
No, we paid off. The other one was through Snap.
Oh, gotcha.
This one is through Powerline Funding.
Powerline Funding. Okay, nice.
Yep.
You guys having a pretty good relationship over there? Treating you well?
I just dealt with them back then, so I mean, we haven't really dealt with them since then.
Okay, haven't had to do too much then.
Yeah, we've borrowed $105,000, and we currently owe them $37,000.
Oh, okay, so not too bad. You almost paid off there. Did you guys... would you have any use for any more capital here at year's end?
We probably, like I said, probably in December when we get this thing paid down, we'll probably be looking again.
Okay. You guys normally take on, use it for, like, revamping your inventory over there and just getting your equipment and trucks up to, back up to date and everything, or?
Yeah, I mean, basically stuff like that, exactly.
Roger, just keeping everything up maintenance and ready to go. That's no better way to do it there. And then do you guys usually bring on equipment at that same time, or you just kind of just keep up to date the stuff you already have running over there?
We bring in inventory at the end of the year for the next year, and we'll update some of the trucks and do things like that at the end of the year.
Oh, okay, nice. And how long you guys been in business over there?
Since 2002.
Since 2002, okay, quite some time. You guys do mostly residential, or you do mix up with a little commercial, or?
About 60 residential, 40 commercial.
Okay, nice. And how big's your team?
Company's about 20 people.
20 people. And are you the sole owner there? Nice. Well, that's sounds like you guys have come quite a ways there. And when you first started out there, if you don't mind me asking, how'd you get going? Just start with a couple trucks and a couple guys?
Probably two trucks and one person in the office and myself. That was it.
Wow, now you're up to 20 people. That's pretty cool story right there, huh?
Yeah, we grow, you know, we started the first year, I think we did about 180,000, so I lost a lot of money that year. And last year we did about 2.5.
So yeah, you guys have you really have grown the company and established something quite strong there. That's
we're still growing probably in the 5 to 8% range a year now that we're bigger.
Oh really?
Some years we'll grow 10%, but yeah, I mean next year we're looking at probably about 2.7, 2.8 million, something like that, from what we've seen this year so far.
Well, that's awesome. There, you guys just pride yourself on good work, or you guys like doing some marketing, or how you guys keep expanding?
Commercial for residential, and the commercial side is basically a salesman and good work.
Gotcha. Well, that's sounds like you guys have a pretty solid foundation over there. If your work's playing out for you and all, have you so on track to beat sales from last year? That's you know. Always a good feeling, I'm sure.
Yeah, we've gone backwards. We've always moved forward as far as sales, so that's a good thing.
Okay, have you guys brought on any new people here this year?
We have. We brought on two people this year. We were 18, now we're 20.
Oh, right on. So is it kind of does it trend to you guys bring on maybe 1 to 2 people per year? Is it kind of like on an as-need thing if you guys are picking up on work and whatnot?
Yeah, I mean, we our commercial side keeps it steady, so we don't really have to lay people off in general. It doesn't happen very often.
Okay, well, right on. That's always a good feeling to have. And in that case, is your residential kind of seasonal then?
Well, residential is always seasonal. It's winter and summer are the heavy months, and commercial is pretty steady all year long.
Okay.
I got to go now. I can't talk much longer, but I got about 50 things to do, but I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Of course, Alan.